The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk.
I met my next guest in the middle of the COVID pandemic in the summer of 2020. He was the first COVID patient in the UK to come out of his coma in ICU, and he wrote a compelling blog about his experience. Now he's turned that into a darkly comic play, which is called Patient Soldier, and that is soon to tour Ireland. Barra, good morning and welcome. Barra Fitzgibbon, it is you.
Good morning, Pat. Thanks for having me back on again. Thank you.
Yeah. Now, remind us, because those who haven't the memory of that terrible time in the summer of 2020, remind us of your experience.
Yeah. So, Pat, I was a 48-year-old fit guy cycling into work every day, no previous medical conditions, picked up a bit of a cough around that time in the March 2020, the week famously now where Ireland had closed down, but the UK hadn't. We were still roaring, Cheltenham was still buzzing, and we were still in the pubs, you know, enjoying ourselves, and soon fell seriously ill, got myself into hospital. And then the story begins where I was intubated and ventilated and put into a coma for 6 days, and then came out of that coma where I was kept in ICU because they weren't sure where to put me, because I was the first one to wake up. I was a bit of a special case. They didn't know where to put me, whether to put me out or keep me there. They were concerned I might get infected again. So they kept me in there, and I had this extraordinary bird's eye view of these extraordinary people going to work every day, you know, no different to the HSE in Ireland, just watching them work. And then when I came out, it was a 6 to 9 month recovery period, really, because I picked up double pneumonia, sepsis, I had some liver failure, a long time to recover. So I wrote and wrote and wrote, and I wrote a blog. And then obviously we spoke to each other in the summer, later that year in 2020. And then, Pat, to be honest, I mean, that conversation I had with you, and I noticed that there was interest in this, and I started to develop it further. And then very fortunate to meet a young playwright called Catherine White, who helped me turn it into the thing it is now, which is a one person play. Yeah.
Now, we all have short memories. I mean, you can think back and remember working from home or not going into school if you were a student at the time. But sometimes the memories of the really tough stuff have faded, except for those maybe who lost loved ones during the COVID period. Now, you were desperately ill. Did you know when you went into hospital how desperately ill you were?
No, I didn't. I mean, I knew, obviously, I was struggling with the normality of breathing and that kind of stuff. But it felt no more than a very, very severe bout of flu. But then when I went in, within a day or two, I was briefed by the medical team in there that I was going into a coma, and in the briefing they kind of made it very clear that there was a 60% chance of making it. They were unsure how long I'd be under for, and they advised me then to contact family and friends, both obviously in the UK and in Ireland, and let them know that this thing was going on, this thing was happening. So no, you're kind of, at the same time, Pat, you're also very, you know, you're heavy under sort of drug influences as well, so you're kind of not, you're not your normal self, so you're not processing things normally and logically, if that makes sense. To be honest with you, I was just desperate to get some sleep. Yeah. So when they said you were going into a coma, it was, I mean, obviously frightening, but at the same time, I saw it as an opportunity just to get some sleep.
Rest.
I was so exhausted.
Now, did they tell you before they induced that coma that you might not be waking up?
Yes, they did. And it was a tough conversation, but they were so kind of dynamic in a way in their presence. I mean, remember, everybody was in PPE. I couldn't see anyone's faces as well. You know, it was a very odd way to communicate. But, you know, you could see their eyes and you could see they were communicating through their eyes. I mean, they were extraordinary people. And I have sort of a longstanding relationship now with ICU in Lewisham. You know, I see it as a second home in many ways. In fact, I was there last week for a completely separate issue, but I made sure I went up to ICU and knocked on the door and say hi to them, you know, because we sort of created a very close bond in the way we had to communicate. And I think I like to think that the play offers that. The play offers the opportunity for us to look back at this time and look at the positive things that happened. You know, with respect to all the tragedy and the horror, there were positive things that happened. There was lots of human touch, human communication, holding hands, conversations, tough conversations, but lots of empathy and lots of comedy. You know, you mentioned it's a black comedy. There's lots of comedy in there too. Yet humanity doesn't stop when you're at the coalface of this, of anything really, you know, humanity continues. And yeah, so all walks of life are in there.
And you describe it as a sort of an homage to the National Health Service in Britain.
Yes, 100%. But the health service globally, the HSE as well, I'm sure no different to what they went through.
You may have seen a report during the week suggesting that the NHS was on the brink of collapse during COVID. I mean, nobody kind of knew. Everyone was depending on everybody keeping going, but that it might have collapsed utterly.
I did see that. And the headline actually said they were superheroes. And, you know, that can be a bit trite and banged around a little bit. But honest to God, Pat, they are superheroes. And they're young and they're dynamic. And they come in and they do 16, 17 hour shifts. And, you know, no one else, I guess, was allowed to go to work. But they turned up and they did their thing. Now, some of them handled things not so well, conversations not so good. But some of them are brilliant. Some of them handled conversations brilliantly. And, they are superheroes. And I've no doubt in my mind that the NHS would have collapsed if it wasn't for those people.
Going above and beyond. How do you bring this to the stage, though? How does it work?
So the way it worked, with the blog had 25 characters, a packed old story, kind of very diarized as well. So what I did was I brought in Catherine White, who also acts in the play. So she's the actor. And she took it away for a year, long time. And then she brought it back and she had structured it in a way where she culled the characters from 25 to 6. Made it more palatable for a stage production. And then she kind of gave it a narrative arc. And without giving too much away, that I had many hallucinations when I was in hospital. And those hallucinations also form part of the play. And she figured out a way to drive the narrative through one of those hallucinations, which is an interesting take that she took on it. And then we just workshopped it with lots of workshops with the medical team from ICU. They came in on the workshops to make sure we had the medical terminology right. And that's quite surreal when you're watching, for example, Andrew, Nurse Andrew, when you watch your depiction, watch him watch your depiction of Nurse Andrew play out. It's an interesting experience, but they loved it. They've come to see it. It was played out in the West End here in London. They came to see it and they loved it and gave it their stamp of approval. And then we got it on. I mean, we didn't get it on very well, but I was directing it and I have no directing skills, but we got it on. I was just telling Catherine how great she was. And we managed to get it on in Bloomsbury Festival here in London. And then luckily there was a producer in the crowd who came over and said, look, listen, let's give this a go in the West End. I think this has got something. No. And we gave it a go, four shows in the West End, and it did really well there. And now it comes to Ireland, yeah.
Now, it's opening in Tala on the 27th of April, and then it's going to be seen all around the country, I believe.
That's right. Dreacht, then we're in Watergate in Kilkenny. St. John's Listow, we're in Cork Arts, and then we're in Mermaid Arts in Bray, Pat, which would be the one for you to visit.
That'd be the one for me, absolutely. Along. Great stuff. I'm looking forward to it. It's called Patient Soldier. There's a colon between patient and soldier. And it's, as I say, opening in Tala on the 27th and thereafter all around the country. Barry Fitzgibbon, thank you very much for joining us once again on the programme.
The Pat Kenny Show, Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. on News Talk. Conversation that counts.
Need a reason to smile? Comfort Dental has you covered with new patient exams, including x-rays, for just $19. That's right, only $19 to get started on a healthier, brighter smile. With convenient locations, flexible hours, including evenings and Saturdays, and a team that truly cares, Comfort Dental makes dental care easy and affordable. No gimmicks, no stress, just quality care when you need it. Get comfortable with Comfort Dental. Call or visit ComfortDental.com today.